It's sexually transmitted disease awareness month, and in Wyoming, this is a serious issue. Statistics show that STDs in the state are on the rise. A number of healthcare organizations are trying to get sexually active people tested for STDs and to check their HIV status. Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains is engaged in a campaign called GYT, Get Yourself Tested. Melanie Meaner is the manager of Planned Parenthood's Casper Health Center. She says the sharp increase in STDs in Wyoming is alarming.
As of 2010, the latest statistics that are available, Wyoming chlamydia rates have more than doubled since 2003, jumping from 960 cases in 2003 to 2,136 cases in 2010. And we are also seeing a rise in HIV and AIDS cases. In 2006, Wyoming had 230 confirmed cases of AIDS, and by 2011, that number has grown to 276. So by far, we are seeing an increase. And we have campaigns such as Get Yourself Tested, GYT, that are encouraging the communication of discussing STDs and sexual health.
So what you would like to see, if I'm not mistaken, is for people just to be regularly doing these kind of tests. Is that right?
Correct. We would like to see STD testing a part of routine health screenings or exams.
So how is the campaign going? How is this effort working?
We've been a part of GYT for 4 years. And what that is it's Get Yourself Tested campaign. Initially, this campaign was designed for individuals 25 years of age and younger to encourage the communication of STDs and sexual health. And when I say communication between a sexual partner, communication with your healthcare provider, and for teens, communication with parents or a trusted adult. What's so amazing about this campaign is that it is bridging the gap of those barriers, such as I explained earlier, regarding cost and fear of not knowing where to go to get tested. And what happens during this campaign, specifically for Casper Health Center, we're offering $10 STD testing and HIV testing for next week, April 24th and 27th.
Can you talk a little bit about what some of that testing entails for somebody who's never done it?
Yes. STD testing is fast and relatively painless. The test for chlamydia and gonorrhea involves a urine test, and the testing for HIV is a rapid test, which involves a finger prick. One thing that's great about the HIV screening test is that you can have your results available within 10 minutes, so you know your status before you leave the clinic. In terms of chlamydia and gonorrhea, those tests are available within 3 to 5 business days after the test has been administered.
By the way, what if you do test positive, let's say for a typical STD, a chlamydia or something like that? What happens next, and is it difficult to get treated?
It is not difficult to get treated if you test positive. The one great thing that testing is the first step to knowing your status. If you test positive, the great news is that STDs can be treated. We will provide education on that and provide information and resources of what that process entails depending on what tests came out positive.
And then on the HIV end of things, if you test positive there, what happens?
It's the same process. It can be treated. And what we would do specifically in the Casper Health Center, we will do a referral once we get your results back. We would refer you to a specialist that will be able to handle your HIV care.
Okay. And once again, you're doing a special this upcoming week?
Yes. Next week, April 24th and 27th, Casper Health Center will be offering $10 STD testing, which is the chlamydia and gonorrhea, and also $10 HIV testing.
And the important thing is that people will then know their status and something can be done about it.
Exactly, and we're bridging the gap between, and hopefully over time we'll see a shift in lowering the rates of STDs in the state of Wyoming specifically.
Melanie Meaner is the manager of the Casper Health Center for Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains. Thank you so much.
Thank you.